Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. 2017 is here. What will the new year bring in the craft beer world? Well, I can probably guarantee a couple of things. More new beers and more new breweries. And probably the Giants buying up a few more craft breweries. Locally, let's first take a quick look back at 2016 with Seth Cook at Wooden Lakes Brewing.
I don't even remember 2016. I think I've already packed it away. No. As most people, 2016 was an adventure. And I think that was kind of a worldwide phenomenon. In 2016, through Wooden Legs, you know, we brought some, definitely got better at doing some of the things that we were already doing, tried to do some new things, and obviously we found out some things that we weren't doing well and got rid of those too. So, you know, it was a self-developing year for us, and that's a really good thing.
Among other things, 2016 saw Wooden Legs team up for their first collaboration beer, a Braggot brewed with Zipline Brewing of Lincoln, Nebraska.
First collaboration, I think that went rather well. We definitely got our brewing mechanics even further down the line, you know, become better at what we're doing, I hope. We've certainly have redefined a little bit of what the pub is here, not drastically, but we've added new menu items and, you know, and new specials and things, you know, just really based on the feedback from our customers. Continued to grow our fan cake success and some of our community events, and that went really well.
And he believes they made a lot of good beer. Let's look ahead to 2017. What's up for Wooden Legs? Right at the top of the list, they're also now serving wine.
Serving wine now, not our own because of how the state of South Dakota is structured and how the nation is structured for creation.
If you could, would you make your
own? I think we would. I think it'd be fun to make wine. It's a similar process, but it's definitely a different product. But we have a lot of really good winemakers in the areas that we have access to. You know, we've worked with Sade Vineyards over in Volga specifically. Also, you know, Prairie Berry, because they have a brewery kind of attachment there that, we, you know, we've talked with them about featuring some of their wines. And even the Firehouse out in Rapid, just because there is such a coexistence of the brewery and the winery all together. So that's pretty cool.
He says adding wine was based on customer requests.
We have the luxury that we get to meet and talk to all of our beer drinkers and all of our customers every day, and it is fantastic to hear them say, here's the beers I want, here's the things I want. And we've had a number of customers that just say, you know, our friends, whether it be either our wives or our good buddies or whomever, you know, our associates, would love to join us. And maybe they, you know, they lick one of your beers, but maybe we'd like to come down for a glass of wine at some time too. So we said, you know what, we can accommodate that. So starting January 1st, we started serving wine to accommodate those needs.
More on the year ahead when Beer Untapped continues.
Chilling right.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We're talking with Seth Cook of Wooden Lakes Brewing of Brookings about the year ahead. He says they always strive to get better.
Continue to grow our production, you know, kind of refine how we do things. I would really love to make more beer this year than we did last year, but that's kind of a consistent goal. The other thing that we've continued to develop is our quality and our process. I mean, it's making sure that we're making the same thing day in and day out is desperately difficult, so we're trying to make sure that it gets done correctly, and I think we've been successful, but you know, there's always improvements, and many improvements that people coming in every day or even every week or even every month won't necessarily see, but they're meaningful to us, and we'll try to keep those going.
Nationally, the number of craft breweries increased last year and will likely go up again this year.
The elephant in the room that everybody has to at least address is that beer in general has slowed a bit versus some of the wine or spirits counterparts. In my opinion, the brewers and the craft brewers specifically need to keep that in mind, is that it's not just, you know, it's not just the big advertised during the Super Bowl 88% of the market share that the craft brewers need to pursue. They also need to pursue those individuals that would fall outside of this standard beer demographic.
The craft beer market share continues to grow, but that growth is slowing.
Although it's still growing, it did not grow as fast in 2016 as it did in 2015. And that's just the reality of math. I mean, they're like,
that rate's not going to keep up.
Right,
forever.
You can't do that forever, and we've known that for years. So, it that can be interpreted. It's going to become competitive. You know, we need to worry about providing product atmosphere. Brands and everything else that stay relevant, not just within the craft beer sphere, but across the board. So that's going to be my challenge to the brewers nationwide, I suppose, is to make sure that we keep up with it.
Seth believes the heavy focus on one craft beer style primarily is not the best idea.
Half of the craft brewers' beers are IPAs. I think is a detriment. I think there is huge potential in making sure that breweries can still produce Kolsches and Pilsners and cream ales and Marzens and those types of things, because there is an opportunity to reach people that drink the other beers but also drink the other wines because of some of the approach you lay. And don't get me wrong, I'm not at all condemning the IPAs. They're fantastic, and I think everybody that enjoys craft beer at some point in time will enjoy IPAs as well, and that's fine. But to put all of your proverbial eggs in one basket, I don't think you've done the industry a benefit. I think what we've done and what we will continue to do, and we've committed ourselves to, and even since we've opened, is to keep a rotating tap list of styles from all over at various alcohol levels, at various, you know, hop contents.
Last year saw growth in lower alcohol craft beers, so-called session beers, and that will likely continue.
Sometimes the session beer is just an excuse to put hops in something that you can drink all day. And that's okay. That was the original version of a session, but I think the session as a category is making beers that are well-constructed, lower in ABV, and can be consumed by a larger mass of people, more approachable. The session, in that definition of session, I think has a lot of traction.
Here's to a new year of well-crafted, tasty beers. I can raise my glass to that. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.